So I decided that I would try it because anything had to be better than the back-breaking work that I had gotten myself into in my garage. I'm Kara Lewis Newton, host of the KLN podcast. 5 years ago, my life was literally flipped upside down when I built a multiple six-figure income from a business on social media. More than that, though, I'm a mom to three and a wife to Luke in a marriage that we've had for over 18 years. But beyond those roles that I fill, I have found deep purpose in helping women find strength and confidence. Because I believe that when a woman can value who she truly is, it unlocks the potential for her to grow into someone even greater. It helps her find contentment in the life that she already has, but it also helps her take hold of the motivation to go after her dreams. Each week, I'll be here sharing conversations, stories, ideas, and inspiration to help you unlock that potential. I believe a confident woman will change the world around her. This is the KLN Podcast. So I'm sure some of you are like, who is this chick and why does she have her own podcast? Well, some of you may not be asking that, but I sure am. This is not what I saw doing with my life. In fact, pretty much almost everything about my life is not really what I saw doing with my life. I started a business on social media about 5 years ago. I had no concept or clue about running a business. I had about 120 friends on Facebook, if that tells you how involved I was with my social media. I didn't have Instagram. I'm still not great on Instagram. No Twitter, Snapchat, none of that. I started a little business trying to help my family make some extra money. And because of what I think was my authenticity, my passion, my genuineness, and my drive to really want to do well, it took off. Like took off in a way that I didn't even totally understand could even happen. And now, 5 years later, with thousands and thousands of followers later, I've been asked by so many to do a podcast. Because within the last 5 years, I not only have learned a ton about beauty and fashion, and we'll talk about that a little bit, but I've learned so much about women and how they think and what makes them tick and what doesn't make them tick and how we have dreams and we don't go after them or we do and we fail at them and how that makes us feel. And to be honest, I just know that my purpose here is to help women find that confidence so that she can then go and change not only herself, but the world around her. And that's really what this podcast is about. So you can check me out on my Facebook feed or Instagram and kind of see what I'm talking about when I say that my business blew up. But I thought I would just share this platform as a way to reach women different than through makeup or fashion, but through just some of my own life's challenges and stories. And hopefully you'll be a little inspired by that. So a little about me. I am actually a pastor's kid. I'm also a granddaughter of a pastor, the niece of a pastor, the stepdaughter of a pastor. You get where I'm going, right? So I grew up in a very, very religious family, if you want to use that word. I'm from New Jersey originally. My parents actually are no longer married. They were divorced when I was 10 years old. And around the age of 14, I moved from New Jersey to the Midwest, Indiana. And then I became a Jersey girl living in a Midwest world. And to be honest with you, I am still that. I am still each day learning the culture here of the Midwest. Because you see, when you're born as an East Coast girl, that is kind of always who you are. I'm still learning how to not be sarcastic at every encounter that I have. I'm learning that people here actually do in fact talk to their neighbors. I'm realizing that politeness is among the top values of a Midwesterner, and that when you go into a grocery store, it's quite normal to have a conversation with the checkout lady. See, I'm still learning all these things. I'm also learning that yes, you do pump your own gas. I quite frankly believe that it is a much better system to have somebody pump my gas for me. Not only does it create jobs, but it keeps my hands from freezing off in the winter too. So like I said, I'm here in the Midwest as a Jersey girl, learning still how to adapt to this culture. I attended a very small Christian school in Kentucky, and that is actually where I met my husband. I went there as a rebel child, hoping to get back my religious roots and change my life for the better. I met Luke, actually, believe it or not, in Bible class. We both were sitting in the back row. I actually was passing notes to the boy on the other side of me. Little did I realize that the boy to my left was checking me out too. He asked me out. We went on our first date on Valentine's Day. And about a year later, we were engaged. So that means, yes, we were about 19 years old, married before we were juniors in college, living in married student housing. We were good choices for each other. Because at 19, what do you really know about marriage and commitment and all that goes with that? And so the two of us have spent the last 18 years learning how to fall in love with each other over and over and over, because we have changed over and over and over since we were 19 years old. If it helps you at all, Luke is a 1 on the Enneagram and I am a 3. If you ever read about the Enneagram and what your number is, it's so eye-opening, almost to the point where it's creepy. We are absolute typical 1s and 3s. And since learning that about ourselves, we've actually learned a lot about how we relate with one another. Luke is a musician by trade. That is what his degree is in. Actually, he's a vocalist. He got his degree in vocal performance. And funny little known fact, I actually didn't hear Luke really truly sing until after we were married. And I remember my whole family kind of sitting in a row while he was doing his junior recital. And every single person in the row bent over and looked down at me at the end of the row like, how did you not know this about your husband? And that kind of tells you what you know about someone when you marry them at 19 years old. He actually is the most talented musician I've ever met. He is amazing. I like to think he's somewhat of a prodigy. So he's a musician by trade, and I actually have a master's degree in social work, of all things. I say that of all things because that is not what I went into college thinking that I would go into. In fact, if you had asked me at 18 years old, what is a social worker, I wouldn't have even been able to tell you that that's a career choice or any kind of job. The irony is, I went into college thinking that I was going to do some type of broadcast journalism. My very first class in this major was radio productions. You guys, I hated it. I hated it so much that I quit going halfway through the semester. Each student in the class was assigned 30 minutes a week on the school campus radio that they were supposed to be the radio host. I never once showed up for my radio slot. I hated it so much, to the point where when I was seeing that I was going to fail the class, I went into the teacher sobbing, laid on the floor, basically threw an adult-sized temper tantrum and told him that I just wasn't passionate about this and this wasn't at all what I saw doing with my life. Funny how life changes, right? Because here I sit with a headset on, looking at a monitor where my voice is going up and down on radio waves, soon having to go edit that, which is exactly what that teacher was trying to teach us how to do oh so many years ago. The irony of life, right? After Luke and I graduated college, we spent some time in South Florida. We both worked down there. He was in music at a church. I was doing social work. And then we ended up, would you guess it, right back in the Midwest. We live in Indianapolis. We moved here 10 years ago for Luke's job. I was still doing social work. We had 2 kids at this time. I was driving around the greater Indianapolis area, meeting with all kinds of different clients. I was a behavior analyst, so I was working with autistic children and adults. I was working with traumatic brain injuries and Down syndrome and writing behavior plans for these people. When we got pregnant with our 3rd child, Jack, I had a very difficult and complicated pregnancy, which no longer allowed me to be able to drive around in a car by myself. And so I had to take a step away from my job. But let me tell you, I was not sad about this. My husband was, because we were living pretty much paycheck to paycheck. And even the little bit that I was bringing in each week was helping us with at least the groceries. I knew that we as a couple and as a family could not afford for me to stay at home with the kids. But I also did not want to go back to social work. I knew I loved helping people, but I felt so stifled and suffocated in that career. It wasn't fun. There was absolutely nothing creative about my job. And I just knew I had to find a way out of it. And so, lo and behold, I came up with an idea. I saw that there were a lot of garage sales in our town. We're like the garage sale mecca of the universe here in the middle of Indiana. And so I realized at that time, this was before Joanna Gaines, and it was before people were doing all the DIY. And so I could get some furniture for a couple of bucks at a garage sale. And I started gathering pieces, and I would bring them back to our house, and I would just repaint them in our garage. I would go to Lowe's and I would find the paint samples or the oops paints, you know, those that section where it's the wrong color, and I would buy them up for like 50 cents, and I'd come home and I'd paint these pieces of furniture, and I would distress them because that was like totally in back then. And I would throw those bad boys up on Craigslist to resell. And I would buy an end table for like $2 and resell it for $32. And man, I thought I had hit the lottery. Like, this was amazing. And I did this for many years, and it was enough money to help out with vacations. It was enough money to help out with groceries, but we were definitely not sitting well for a cushion. We had very little in the savings. It was going to be very difficult to move up into a van that could fit our whole family. And life was tight and it was stressful. It was around this time that a friend of mine introduced me to this business of doing makeup and doing it on Facebook. Like, I actually had to do my makeup and take a picture and post it on Facebook. Now, you have to understand, I didn't have a lot of Facebook friends. I wasn't on Facebook hardly at all. But more than that, you have to get this part. I didn't know how to do makeup. Like, Wet n Wild was my go-to. The mascara I used was a pink tube and a green lid. I mean, truly, God bless my mother. She is one of the most beautiful women that you'll ever meet and know, but she did not teach me a whole lot about makeup. So I decided that I would try it, because anything had to be better than the back-breaking work that I had gotten myself into in my garage with this garage sale furniture. I started watching YouTube videos. I started watching some of my friends. I had people come over to teach me, and I just started learning. And I began to learn some little tips and tricks for the everyday girl, the average woman, in doing her makeup. I put foundation on for the very first time at 30 some years old. But as I began to learn and to show people on Facebook what I was learning, I began to grow in confidence. But I have to tell you this, posting that very first picture on Facebook, I pretty much almost threw up. Like, first of all, I didn't even know how to post a picture on Facebook. Second of all, what were people going to think? I mean, they're going to think I'm so vain and so about myself if I post a picture of my face on Facebook. And so posting that picture on Facebook, honestly, it was probably one of the scariest things that I ever did in starting and growing my business. But as I did it, and as I began to post more about my life and who I am and the changes that were happening for us, people began to follow along and comment and relate and send me messages, and my business started to grow. And my husband, who was working in music, who wasn't getting paid great, who wasn't feeling super fulfilled in what he was doing, all of a sudden, he was inspired to then change his life too. And it was about a year, maybe a little bit more, into starting my business on Facebook that Luke decided to take a step back from what he was doing. And he went into technology, learning how to build apps on your phone, and like totally different than music, right? But he was inspired to make a change in his life. And now, fast forward 5 years later, here we both are at home running this business, making podcasts of all things from our little house in the Midwest right here in Indianapolis, sitting in my office. And I think, how in the world did a musician and a social worker end up here with this life, building this business in this place? And I think the first thing that I just want you to hear from me on this podcast, you are allowed to change. Don't ever let anyone look down on you for changing. You're allowed to grow and expand and explore and evolve and become a completely new person. So you're not expected to be the same person that you are today as you were yesterday. You can change careers. You can change passions. Heck, you can change your hair color. It doesn't matter what you went to school for or what your spouse says you're supposed to be or who your past says you're meant to be or what your parents told you you were going to be. You are allowed to be whatever you want. I think it's funny when we're kids, we always ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's never, what do you want to do? And we so often get stuck in the doing that we forget we're a growing, evolving, magnificent creature. I hope that the next time you hear from me, that I'm a completely different person. Because this is what I want you to take away from this moment right now. You have permission to change. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the KLN Podcast. If it connected with you in any way, I would love it if you would hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss any future episodes. You can also find me on karalewisnewton.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, and also I would love to connect with you on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, you have the power to change the world around you.